Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from my office here in Branson, Missouri. And we've been talking about how the land of Israel was not green and beautiful during all those years when Israel was scattered. But when they came home, it began to blossom like the rose, just like the prophet said it would. This is the 60th year of the existence of the reborn state of Israel. And we're looking at it, honoring Israel, honoring the big miracle God did. He said he would bring them home. Now, we've already studied the scattering. We've already studied God's plan for Israel and how that he scattered them throughout all the earth. And then in the end, he will bring them home. Jeremiah the prophet was one of those prophets. Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel were prophets who prophesied before the destruction of the first temple in Jerusalem and prophesied the scattering was about to happen. The prophet Jeremiah, Yirmiyahu, prophesied in the palace and told them they were going to be scattered and it was imminent, it was at hand, and gave them instructions what to do. But God never mentioned the scattering, that he didn't teach them that a remnant would be saved and there would be an ingathering back to the land. In Jeremiah chapters, I want you to get your Bible, chapter 30 and chapter 31. We're going to go into detail. We're going to, if you want to know what God said, you have to do something besides just some platitudes off the top, skimming along the top. We're going to look in depth and detail what God said. You can't argue with what God says, but you have to know it. So many people that argue about Israel and the plan of God don't know the word about it. He's not through with the Jews, folks. And he's doing exactly what he says he will do in these chapters. Chapters 30 and 31 of Jeremiah are a book within the book of Jeremiah. You'll see that from verse 1 and 2. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Thus speaketh the Lord God of Israel, saying, Write thee all the words that I have spoken unto thee in a book. It's this very prophecy right here. So it's a book within a book. For lo, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel and Judah, saith the Lord, and I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it. Folks, there are people who say that the modern state of Israel has nothing to do with the word of God, that God's through with the Jews. If they say that at your church, get up and leave. You want to be in a church that believes the Bible and believes that it's a sign of the Lord's return that we see Israel reborn. And he particularly says to them, Tell my people Israel, that's the northern kingdom. The kingdoms had become divided. Solomon's sons fought. And they made the northern kingdom, sometimes called Ephraim, sometimes called Israel, 10 tribes. And then the southern kingdom was Judah and Benjamin. And that's called Judah. But God says, You write a book, Jeremiah, and you tell them that I'm going to bring them home from the northern kingdom. I'm going to bring them home from the southern kingdom. And folks, even though the northern kingdom became the lost tribes, and people didn't really know because Sennacherib and Assyria carried them off in 722 BC. The other Jews were not carried off. Judah was not carried off into captivity until 540 BC. So almost 200 years difference. And the northern kingdom's already gone here when he's talking. But God says, I'm going to bring them both home. And these are the words that the Lord spoke concerning Israel and concerning Judah. Verse 4. It's not concerning the church. This is concerning Israel and Judah, just like God said. Remember, we want to rightly divide the word. For thus said the Lord God, We've heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask ye now and see whether a man doth travail with child. Wherefore do I see every man with his hands on his loins? And it speaks of a time of Jacob's trouble. But it says in verse 7, He shall be saved out of it. Verse 10. Therefore, fear thou not, O my servant Jacob, says the Lord. Neither be dismayed, O Israel. For lo, I will save you from afar, and your seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return, and shall be in rest and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to save thee. He's going to bring them back home, and there will eventually be a time in Israel when their enemies all around about them will be quieted, maybe some of them to be seen no more. But Jacob will be at peace and at rest. 4, verse 11, I am with thee, saith the Lord, to save thee. Though I make a full end of all nations, whither I have scattered thee, yet will I not make a full end of thee, but I will correct thee in measure, and will not leave thee altogether unpunished. Of course, they have known a great correction during these 2,000 plus years of the diaspora. Now, he mentions that he's going to make an end of some nations where the Jews were scattered. We will have a day when we study the judgment of the nations. All nations, as nations, are judged as to how they treated Israel in the diaspora. How did they treat that nation that God separated to show them and reveal himself? If they did not treat them well, you may never hear of that nation again. But if they treated them well, then that nation, I'm not talking about the church. Remember, the church, upon the appearance of the Lord, will have glorified bodies. We'll be like unto his glorious body. But there will be some sheep nations that will go into the millennium right here on earth, and they're only going to go into that millennium based on how they treated Israel. That is the judgment of the nations. And God speaks here of a time when people, the nations, turn against Israel. Verse 14, all thy lovers have forsaken thee. They shall seek thee. For I have, for the multitude of thine iniquity, thy sins were increased. And you have been in affliction, and that certainly happened. But then God says, while you were out there during those 2,000 years, look at verse 16, all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thine adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. And they that spoil thee shall be a spoil, and all that prey upon thee shall be for a prey. Every adversary of Israel will know judgment. Ask Adolf Hitler. Verse 17. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord, because they called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeks after. They derided the Jews, and they were in captivity. This is Zion. Verse 18. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will bring again the captivity of Jacob's tents, and have mercy on his dwelling places. And the city, that's Jerusalem, shall be builded upon her own heap, and the palace shall remain after the manner thereof. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. Their children also shall be as aforetime, and their congregation shall be established before me. That's Israel. And I will punish all that oppress them. And their nobles shall be of themselves, and their governors shall proceed from the midst of them. I will cause them to draw near, and they will approach unto me. Verse 22, you shall be my people, and I will be your God. You'd better watch it before you say God's through with the Jews. Behold, the whirlwind of the Lord goes forth with fury, a continuing whirlwind. If you want to study judgment in the Bible, one of the words you can look up is whirlwind, always having to do with judgment. It shall fall with pain upon the head of the wicked. The fierce anger of the Lord shall not return until he has done it, until he has performed the intents of his heart. In the latter days you shall understand this, is what the Hebrew says. In the end of days, you shall understand it. Folks, we live at the end of days. We live at the end of the sixth day. We're looking at a time now that we're about to move into the seventh day, and God says you will understand this. That means as you read Jeremiah chapter 30, and you're reading it in 2008, and you're celebrating the 60th birthday of Israel, you can understand this. So that's why we're going on these verses in detail. And you can get this CD from this week for only $5 plus shipping. Chapter 31, At the same time, saith the Lord, remember these two chapters are a book within a book. At the same time, saith the Lord, will I be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Anti-Semitics don't like that, but God likes it. And Christians who love the Word of God like that. Verse 3, the Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. I will build thee, and thou shalt be built, O Virgin of Israel. Thou shalt again be adorned with thy tabrets, and shall go forth in the dances of them that make merry. Why does he call Israel a virgin? Well, again, you get like what he taught in Hosea. He told Hosea, you marry a wife. She's going to be an adulteress. She's going to go away from you, but you take her back. And that's what he says to Israel. And he even said when they went out, they went a-whoring after other gods. But he says, when even though they went out and they committed spiritual adultery against him oft times, he says, I'm going to bring you back, and I'm going to build you, and you shall be built, O Virgin of Israel. What does that mean? That means that he has washed away their sins. He's cleansed them in one day. We're not going to teach on that today, but the Bible teaches there will be one day when them as a nation, Israel as a nation, has its sins washed away. And he says, O Virgin of Israel, you shall be adorned with tabrets. You shall go forth in the dances of them that make merry. Now tomorrow we're going to study what the world calls the West Bank. Don't miss it. You're going to want to be with us. And please bring your book, Jeremiah, chapter 31, because we're going to go into it in detail. Now, we have a book called The Mountains of Israel. I'll check and tell you tomorrow how much the price is going to be. But you're going to want that book, The Mountains of Israel, which tell you about the West Bank. Right now, the Prime Minister of Israel, the President of the United States, the Secretary of State are trying to divide it. And tomorrow, I will be here and I will tell you how to get that book, The Mountains of Israel. And in The Mountains of Israel, you're going to see what it says about the nation of Israel coming home. You're going to see what it says about the West Bank. And as I said, political leaders are trying to divide that. You'll want to know all about it. You want to be up on things because you're going to be hearing the news, how they're trying to divide Jerusalem. You'll want to know about it. You'll want this book, The Mountains of Israel. Tomorrow I'll tell you how to get it. You can get this week's CDs, last week's CD as well, 1-800-972-3447. Telephone us at 1-800-972-3447. You might want Israel in the Plan of God, David Barron's book for $10, Zechariah for $15. Last week and this week, CDs available to you, $5 plus shipping. And don't forget our youth meeting, Champions for Christ youth meeting, the end of July, the 1st of August, with Steve Munns, all the things here in Chip Brim, in Branson and Billy Brim. The kids love it. You'll want your young people to have it. And this is Billy Brim saying, Shalom, until tomorrow.